From Washington, this is the VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama continues a trip to Lima, Peru, his last such meeting as president, focusing on trade and his successor, President-elect Donald Trump. Obama and other world leaders are attending the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting, the APEC summit. On Saturday, Obama delivered a message to youth from all over Latin America and the Caribbean on President-elect Trump, saying that they must remain optimistic and no one can make things better unless they have hope.
I'm doing everything I can to help facilitate a successful transition with the president-elect in the United States. But as long as we keep our democratic systems open, then the society has a chance to try something new, and then it can make a decision and correct problems that they see in the future, and progress will continue.
The top U.S. military and intelligence chiefs want President Obama to fire the national security chief. The Washington Post was the first to report that Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper made the recommendation last month to the White House to remove Admiral Michael Rogers, who is the head of both the National Security Agency and U.S. Military Cyber Command. The reason for Carter and Clapper's push for dismissal was not immediately clear. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to meet with prospective candidates for high-level jobs in his administration. One of the Sunday's meetings include a sit-down with Wilbur Ross, a potential commerce secretary who made billions by investing in bankrupt companies and distressed assets. In addition, he talks to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. This is VOA News. In downtown Washington, D.C., Saturday, protesters assembled outside a downtown Washington, D.C. office building Saturday, where a group of right-wing extremists, also known as the alt-right, were meeting to celebrate the victory of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. Media reports say there were no arrests, but at least one man was injured in a clash with protesters outside the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center. That's just blocks from the White House, where the meeting hosted by the National Policy Institute took place. French conservatives continue voting in a nationwide primary to choose their nominee for next year's presidential election. The campaign has been fueled by concerns about the influx of migrants into Europe in the devastating series of jihadist attacks in France. Seven candidates are competing Sunday in the first round of the primary. Results from the first round of voting expected late Sunday, and the runoff is scheduled for November 27th. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has announced that she is seeking a fourth term as head of government. The 62-year-old has been widely considered a stabilizing force in Europe at a time of uncertainty after Britain's referendum to leave the European Union and the election of Donald Trump as the next U.S. president. A train derailed in northern India, killing at least 96 people, injuring more than 100 others. Rescue workers and volunteers are looking through the badly mangled coaches to see if they can locate additional survivors of the derailment that happened early Sunday morning. Dozens of ambulances were deployed to the site. It was not immediately clear why 14 of the train's coaches were thrown off those tracks. Syrian rebels say shelling on a school killed at least 7 children Sunday in the government-held part of Aleppo. Dozens of other people were reported to have been wounded by rocket fire. On Saturday, White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice warned the Syrian government and its Russian backers that they will be held accountable for the heinous bombings of hospitals and rebel-held portions of Aleppo. Airstrikes and artillery fire carried out by government forces in Aleppo killed at least 27 people Saturday, marking the fifth straight day of bombardment of the city, which is home to more than 275,000 people. Friday, government bombs hit 4 hospitals in Aleppo, prompting the rebels' appointed health directorate to declare all hospitals in opposition-held areas out of service. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.